The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Kensington and Birkenhead Point, and Mondays to Saturdays at Barangaroo.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America, where Donald Trump's got them up and jumping up and down on this tariff issue. Harley.
Well, he does for sure. He wasn't kidding. He said that if we don't make progress in the negotiations for new trade deals, there will be tariffs. And so he announced today there will be tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from Europe, from Mexico, and Canada. Now, Mexico and Canada right next to us, very close allies, that sort of thing. And, of course, the markets sort of took a tumble after he said that. 25% on imported steel, 10% on aluminum. Mm. Take effect on Friday.
But the reality is, Harley, there is no such thing as free trade. I mean, there's not one country in the world which says, okay, borders are open, we'll take everything you've got to sell us. Not one country in the world.
No, that's certainly true. And he's not saying that, he wants only free or anything else. He's saying he wants equal.
That's it. Absolutely. Absolutely. I wish someone would say that here, I've got to tell you. Mobile phones.
These little computers are running our lives and changing our brains even. This is according to some research at Cleveland Clinic. They say it's hard to concentrate when you're being diverted by your phone, interrupted, whatever it is you're doing, by the little chirping machine on your hip or in your pocket. They call this phenomenon switch cost.
Oh.
There's an interruption. We switch away from the task we're on.
Oh.
Back to it. They say interrupt the efficiency of your brain by about 40%.
Well, they've got to say all this because they keep getting research money to investigate something, for God's sake.
Said nose is always getting off the grindstone, and then we have to reorient ourselves after the interruption.
Golly. All those people drive me insane, I can tell you. It's them interrupting me that upsets me, not the damn phone, I can tell you. Now, you've been to Pluto. All right, tell us what you found.
Well, while I was there, I found these huge mountains, and at the base of the mountains, they had these, looked like sand dunes. They're kind of gray and with white ridges and so forth. Turns out they're frozen specks of methane. Mm-hmm. Methane gas the size of sand.
Mm-hmm.
So it looked like sand, like a sand dune, mm-hmm. except methane gas.
That's
frozen.
It. That's
the only reason it's possible is because it's so cold there.
That's it. Oh, yes, well, that'll promote global warming. There'll be a theory about that, I'm sure, Harley. But listen, don't you worry about it this weekend. We'll see you Monday.